The director of the documentary, The Vanishing of Madison Scott, a film designed to raise awareness of her missing persons case, is offering his condolences to the Scott family. RCMP issued a statement on May 29 that remains identified as those of Madison, Maddie, Scott have been found on a rural property on the east side of Vanderhoof, 100 kilometers west of Prince George. The 20-year-old had been the subject of a high-profile missing person campaign ever since May 28, 2011, when she was last seen at Hogsback Lake, a camping spot 25 kilometers southeast of Vanderhoof, where she had been celebrating a friend's birthday. This devastating update to the case shatters the hope that Maddie would be found alive and well and reunited with her family, said director Stephen Sculler. This awful news will now move the police investigation in a new direction, as they have a positive line of inquiry to follow. I have no doubt that the police will be working hard to discover how Maddie arrived at the location she was found and ultimately what her cause of death was. Sculler said it is important that people don't jump to conclusions and allow the RCMP to conduct their investigation and trust that in the fullness of time, once facts have been established, this information will come out into the public domain. He said the film, The Vanishing of Madison Scott, was designed to raise awareness by charting Scott's disappearance via a comprehensive timeline of events told through eyewitness and family testimonies. The interviews pieced together a narrative that documented the final known hours of Maddie's life before she went missing and the ongoing search effort thereafter. With over 3 million views on YouTube alone and tens of thousands of comments, I feel the film achieved what it set out to do: raise awareness, evoke discussion, and present the facts about Madison's disappearance. Sculler said the people of Vanderhoof and the surrounding areas have offered much in the way of support and helped to raise awareness for Scott's disappearance. In the time I spent in Vanderhoof, I was humbled by their kindness, generosity, and compassion. Sculler said the discovery of Scott's body is not the end to the missing persons case, but merely the beginning of understanding the how and what happened to her. I have full confidence in the work of the RCMP and I shall eagerly await their findings as I follow the developments in the case. I ask once again to please contact the RCMP and tell them any piece of information, no matter how small. You could hold the key to solving this case. Sculler asked that the Scott family's privacy be respected at this time, but if anyone has any information about Scott's disappearance and her death, to please contact the RCMP on tip line 778-290-5291 or 877-543-4822.